Brendan Murphy, reading an extract from the Rotters Club. Imagine. November the 15th, 1973. A Thursday evening, drizzle whispering against the window panes, and the family gathered in the living room, all except Colin, who is out on business and has told his wife and children not to wait up. Weak light from a pair of wrought iron standard lamps. The coal effect fire hisses. Sheila Trotter is reading the Daily Mail. To have and to hold, for better for worse, for richer for poorer, in sickness and in health. These are the promises which do in fact sustain most married couples through the bad patches. Lois is reading Sounds. Guy, 18, cat lover, seeks London chick, into Sabbath. Only freaks, please. Paul, precociously, is reading The Watership Down. Simple African villagers who have never left their remote homes may not be particularly surprised by their first sight of an aeroplane. It is outside their comprehension. As for Benjamin, I suppose he's doing his homework at the dining table. The frown of concentration, the slightly protruding tongue, a family trait, of course, of seeing my mother look the same way, crouched over her laptop. History, probably, or maybe physics. Something which doesn't come easily, at any rate. He looks across at the clock on the mantelpiece. The organised type, he has set himself a deadline. He has 10 minutes to go. 10 more minutes in which to write up the experiment. I'm doing my best, Patrick. Really, I am. But it's not an easy one to tell, the story of my family. Uncle Benjamin's story, if you like. I'm not even sure this is the right place to start. But perhaps one place is as good as any other. And this is the one I've chosen. Mid-November, the dark promise of an English winter. Almost 30 years ago, November the 15th, 1973.